Democratic State Representative Vernon Sykes says the redistricting agreement is historic.
I'm ending my 26th year as a member of the Ohio House of Representatives, and this is the most significant bipartisan activity that I've been involved in my time here in the House in the General Assembly.
The plan is similar to the one passed by the Ohio House recently. The Senate plan still requires more input from the party in the minority. But Republican Senate President Keith Faber says the major change comes in the impasse agreement, the plan for what will happen if it doesn't get enough support from the party that isn't in power at the time the map's drawn.
The biggest difference is whether you're going to do maps if you have an impasse for the entire decade, or whether you're going to do maps for a shorter period of time. We've agreed to do maps for 4 years on the first impasse, and then the second would be for 6 years. I think that gives everybody sufficient risk to make everybody have serious negotiations to get the job done up front.
Now that lawmakers have reached agreement on legislative redistricting, attention turns to the public. Voters will have to approve this change in the Ohio Constitution. But lawmakers are optimistic about that. As Republican Representative Matt Huffman explains, this proposal should be much easier for the public to understand than the current process.
I don't know ultimately that the maps that the public will see at first glance, which is how most of the public looks at them, will look different. But they will be, in fact, the product of a much better process and a much clearer process, and one that I think the public will be able to follow and understand.
Democratic Senator Joe Schiavone says he thinks voters will like this proposed change to the Constitution.
And it's a win for the voters in the state of Ohio because we have more competitive districts now. And that's what, when I'm going out and talking to people in the district, that's what they want.
One senator who voted against the new plan, Republican Bill Seitz, said he did so because he thought the process of coming up with this proposal was too rushed. Catherine Tercer with Common Cause Ohio went down to the statehouse in the middle of the night when lawmakers were getting ready to vote on the new proposal.
It's always scary when they're making, you know, late night, early morning decisions, and the last amendment is over a comma. You're talking about a constitutional change, so it made me a little squeamish.
But Tercer says she's cautiously optimistic this newly proposed bipartisan legislation will win voter approval in the end. And now looks like this proposal would go before voters in the fall of 2015. This new proposal does not affect the process for congressional redistricting. There's a federal court case being heard on Arizona's congressional redistricting process. Key leaders say they want to see how that turns out before conquering the process here in Ohio. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.